Thanks to a generous donor, we've purchased a building for the new studios and offices of Issues Etc., Lutheran Public Radio, and The Word of the Lord Endures Forever.
The donor will match up to $200,000 for the purchase and renovation.
The entire cost is approximately $375,000.
You can view an architect's rendering and make a special tax-deductible gift at issuesetc.org
or call 618-223-8385.
Thanks for your consideration. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Live this Friday, August 21st, it is time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites lined up for you. One from Marjorie Dannenfelser on the suffragist on abortion. Another, Dr. Kevin Golden on the prophet Samuel. Yet another, Dr. John Pless answering the question, what's wrong with online communion? And Pastor Chris Roseborough telling us how a narcissist reads the Bible. Now, we're going to play them for you, and after we played them, you're going to vote. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. That's 877-623-6943. You can also send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. The why is very important. And the listener with the best vote this week gets the LPR bundle package, an Ad Crucem Pewter Dove and Shell Baptism keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and the Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag. 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number one this week comes from Marjorie Dannenfelser. She's talking here about the early suffragists and their views on abortion.
They always believed that you could never build rights on the broken rights of other people, that all rights were connected. Everyone has basic human rights, and they all have to be affirmed. So Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Victoria Woodhull, Elizabeth Blackwell, all the original suffragists and really successful women early on in this movement were very pro-life. Now, that wasn't a word then, but they talked about it in really strong terms, that to will away the life of the infant, which is what was happening there, and the death of the child undermined the rights of the woman. Alice Paul, the original author of the Equal Rights Amendment, called abortion the ultimate exploitation of women. In Susan B. Anthony's newspaper, she said the act will burden a woman's conscience and life, will burden her soul in the grave, but thrice guilty is the one that drove her to the dreadful deed. It will burden her conscience and life and her soul in the grave. This is deep. This is not just some sort of policy issue. So they have a lot to teach us, and so her pardoning brings back those lessons, those conversations that she and the original suffragists had, especially should bring it back to the people who call themselves feminists now, that it should be a wider berth than it currently contains.
That's soundbite number one, Marjorie Dannenfelser talking about the suffragists on abortion. If you'd like to vote for that one, give us a call live this Friday afternoon, the 21st. Of August, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send your vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number two. It comes from Dr. Kevin Golden talking about the prophet Samuel.
I would really love to take hold of that phrase that was used after the Lord called Samuel to be his prophet, and it says that Yahweh did not let one of his words fall to the ground. And that is a great way to capture Samuel, is that he is simply a faithful speaker of God's word, that he doesn't deliver his own word, his own ideas, but he's constantly using "Thus saith the Lord." Now, you don't hear that really out of his mouth a whole lot, but that's really what he does. He only speaks the Lord's word, which is why his word never falls to the ground, because the Lord's word never falls to the ground. It is established and strong and does not waver. Now, in that way also, this is the most critical thing about Samuel that we have emphasized along the way, is that he's a forerunner of Christ. That what you see true of Samuel is even more true of Christ himself. Samuel is a great prophet. Christ is the prophet of all prophets. He is God speaking in the flesh, and his word stands forever.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Kevin Golden on the prophet Samuel. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Send us an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org or send us a tweet at issuesetc. Soundbite number three this week comes from John Pless, answering the question, what's wrong with online communion?
Crisis does not invite us to embrace that which is novel, but to hold fast to what is sure and certain. There are so many difficulties with so-called virtual or online communion. A chief thing for me is that it calls into question whether or not we actually have the Lord's body and blood. In other words, it undermines the certainty that the Lord Jesus Christ wants to give us. On the basis of Jesus' words in Matthew and Mark and Luke, and in 1 Corinthians, what we know, words of institution are the words of the Lord that give us the sacrament. Those words, our confessions, our Lutheran confessions teach, are never to be omitted. That they are spoken by the pastor over particular bread and particular wine. You separate bread and wine from that word, you have no sacrament. And virtual communion involves that kind of separation. In our Lutheran confessions, Article 7 of the Formula of Concord, there is a threefold action or use constitutes the right use of the sacrament: consecration, distribution, and receiving, eating and drinking. A virtual communion calls into question each of those three. But it also is a matter of love that no individual pastor ought to be a lone ranger, going out for himself and instituting practices that the church has never engaged in before and have not been tested by the scripture, by the confession, and by the wisdom of the church.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. John Pless. What's wrong with online communion? If you like it and want to vote for it live this Friday afternoon, feel free to do so. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us that email with your vote, talkback at issuesetc.org. Go to our Facebook fan page and vote there, facebook.com/issuesetc, or vote via Twitter at issuesetc. Get ready to vote because we're going to play soundbite number four. Then we're going to take a break and start taking your votes. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Chris Rosebro, explaining how a narcissist reads the Bible.
The point of Scripture is that the texts are about Christ. In fact, Hebrews 10 explicitly says this. Jesus explicitly says it in John 5. And we continue to manipulate the biblical text and make it about ourselves. And so when you read it narcissistically, you look at somebody like Jeremiah or Esther or Moses, and you say, well, God chose them. How come he hasn't chosen me? And your narcissistic, sinful nature goes, well, he has chosen you. You are special. And so you take very, very rare human beings in human history and in the history of the Bible whom God chose to use for specific purposes of redemption and salvation, which then are pictures of our own salvation, which point us to Christ. So the deliverance of the people of Israel by Moses, that's a picture of our salvation. The calling of Jeremiah and the voice in the wilderness, of calling people to repentance and of God's judgment, those words were given to him directly by Christ himself, who is the word of God. In fact, in Jeremiah 1, it says, the word of the Lord came to me and spoke to me. And we learn in John 1 that Jesus is the word. And so you can connect these dots. And when you realize we're the problem and Christ is the solution, yeah, your sinful nature just has to be put to death. But in their way of thinking, no, they excite our sinful nature and create within human beings pride and ambition that run contrary to the repentance that we're called to as Christians.
That's soundbite number 4, Pastor Chris Roseborough, How a Narcissist Reads the Bible. You've heard the 4 sound bites. Now it's your turn. It's time to vote, and we'll start taking your votes as we go into this break. Will it be Marjorie Dannenfelser on the suffragists and abortion? Dr. Kevin Golden on the prophet Samuel? Dr. John Pless answering the question, what's wrong with online communion? Or Pastor Chris Roseborough on how a narcissist reads the Bible? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Church and State, Communion Fellowship, The Church Year, Baptism, Lutheranism. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for August is a simple explanation series. It's a pack of 20 pamphlets with solid biblical guidance on various Christian topics. A simple explanation pamphlet is perfect for outreach programs, new member classes, and in the church pews. Learn more at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. A simple explanation series.
This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we'll continue our study of St. Matthew with Jesus on divorce, oaths, retaliation and kindness, love your enemies, and almsgiving. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand at thewordendures.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio app.
I'm delighted to be chairman of Preach the Word Project, a project of our synod to strengthen the preaching of all of us pastors in the synod. We know how eternally important that is.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Carl Fekencher talking about the new Preach the Word Project.
So we've put together a program of 12 modules that will be coming out this year and over the next 3 years on a variety of preaching topics for pastors to do together with two other pastors, two guys they trust, two guys they feel comfortable with, written materials and very fine video quality materials that are now becoming available.
Preach the Word helps pastors work together to improve their preaching with several resources and by interacting with seminary professors and fellow preachers. Find out more at lcms.org/preachtheword. lcms.org/preachtheword. Preaching is challenging business. We all can use some fresh ideas. lcms.org/preachtheword.
Declaring to you the whole counsel of God, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Did you know that for over 40 years, Lutheran Church Extension Fund has had the humble privilege of supporting Lutheran Church Missouri Synod ministries with low-cost loans and resources? This is Rahema Kavuga, Synod Relations Manager of Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Because of faithful investors like you, we've been able to help church workers, congregations, schools, and organizations. To learn how you can get involved, call 800-843-8233.
Timeless truth that prepares scholars to serve their neighbor in all of life through their various vocations. This is what scholars receive at Wittenberg Academy. If you are looking for a solidly Lutheran online education for your child, consider Wittenberg Academy, where doctrine is sound, academics are rigorous, and relationships are genuine. We offer full-time, part-time, and diploma track options to meet your child's Lutheran education needs. We partner with brick-and-mortar schools and homeschools. You can find out more at wittenbergacademy.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm gonna give you the fact. You got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, and phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-MY-IE. You can also email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at @issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote this week. It's the Ad Crucem Pewter Dove and Shell Baptism Keepsake, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, notepad, and tote bag, 1-877-623-6943. And as I said, phone call voters get to vote first. Will it be Marjorie Dannenfelser on the suffragists and abortion, Dr. Kevin Golden on the prophet Samuel, Dr. John Pless, what's wrong with online communion, or Pastor Chris Roseborough, how a narcissist reads the Bible? 1-877-623-6943. David listens in southern Missouri. He says, I'm voting for Pastor Roseborough's soundbite because he was one of the voices that helped me leave evangelicalism and recover from a diet of preaching that often forgot that Jesus is who the Bible is about. In my case, evangelicalism had reached the point that the next book, special speaker, and related movement drove what was preached with an altar call tacked on the end to justify the constant change of diet. I love the liturgy, lectionary, and catechism because they stay on Jesus all the time. I wish all Lutheran preachers did. David, thank you very much for listening in southern Missouri, and thanks for your vote. Andy listens in Detroit. Andy says, my vote goes to Dr. John Pless this week for his comments on an important doctrine that Lutherans alone teach rightly. The understanding of the real presence of Christ, his body and blood, with the bread and wine, is a gift the Lutheran Church possesses, and it should be cherished and protected from all forms of watering down and false practice. We should be asking ourselves, how can we most faithfully guard and practice this sacrament, not how much straying can we get away with before we lose it? Great point, Andy, and thanks for listening in Detroit. Let's see what Janice has to say, listening in Altamont, Illinois. Hi, Janice.
Hi. I'm voting for number one, Marjorie. I feel like it's the best argument I've heard concerning abortion. At this time when the election nears, this quote could be the one which convinces a voter who is still sitting on the fence to turn away from the abortion-supporting Democratic Party.
Janice, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Altamont. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943. Meg says, Dr. John Pless, he's such a gifted teacher and is always so wonderful at explaining even the most complicated of problems. I can't wait to read his new book. So grateful for his insight during this time when so many are afraid to speak plainly. Meg, thank you for your vote. Evan listens in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Evan says, Roseborough all the way. The man just lost his dog. The least we can do is give him a win today. Also, his breakdowns of narcissism never get old, only more relevant. Thanks for listening in Arkansas, Evan. Heather listens in Florida. She says, I choose number two, Dr. Kevin Golden. It was great to hear more about Samuel. I enjoy Sunday school lessons that you guys have. Thank you very much, Heather, and thanks for listening down there in Florida. Barbara listens in Cole Camp, Missouri. I cast my vote for Dr. Pless. I listened to all four, and I'm intrigued by Ms. Dannenfelser's statement, but after hearing Dr. Pless's soundbite, I immediately went to your website seeking more of what he had to say. That's why we do Soundbite of the Week, by the way. Online services and this new pseudo-communion are not things that you find in the Church Fathers' writings, and I want to know what our best living theologians have to say about it. Thanks for all you do. Barbara, thank you for your vote, and thanks for listening there in Missouri. Susan in Davenport, Iowa. Susan says, we've all got narcissistic tendencies. Amen. Christ is the focus of Scripture, the Word who gives us pictures of our own salvation. The law points out and corrects our self-centeredness, driving us to the refreshing good news of the gospel, repentance, a daily dying to sin, and rising to Christ. For it's God who works in you both to will and to work his good pleasure, Philippians 2:13. May I continually be reminded of my baptism in Christ. Lord, have mercy. Phil in Eugene, Oregon. I vote for Marjorie Dannenfelser. I think it was very helpful to know that the original suffragists, those fighting for women's rights to vote, were also pro-life. It makes it easier to argue to a pro-life stand when I can point out that these historically important women and what they had to say that relates to this contemporary issue. Phil, thanks for listening there in Oregon. Riley in Spokane, Washington says, greetings, Jeff and Todd. I would like to vote for Marjorie Dannenfelser's comments on the suffragette stance on abortion. It should be obvious that the works of these women cannot be used to support the modern nightmare we witness daily in the West. Now, I likely have an unpopular question, so I'll try to be ginger with all due respect to the guest and the great work of the suffragettes. Is it reasonable to deduce that the suffragettes seeking to participate in civil government rather than subside under the protective authority of their own family set a precedent that enabled those who call themselves their ideological heirs to carry on to further extremes? As I see it, it may be no less unnatural, though immeasurably less despicable, for a woman to insist on her own way with a vote alongside or instead of her head than to insist on her own way by killing her children. It's been my understanding of related scriptures that women taking a prominent role in government has been an indictment against the weak and faithless men. Sorry about the long content, and thank you for your great work. Thank you for your vote, Riley. This is a tweet from Keith. He's voting for soundbite number two. Pastor Golden is my pastor, says Keith. And Kurt in Tucson, Arizona says, I choose soundbite number one because it makes alive the remarkable American women of the 19th century and brings alive the important Christian values that lay such an important foundation for those in our present time. Kurt, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Arizona. Well, according to your votes this week, Soundbite of the Week's winner is soundbite number one, Marjorie Dannenfelser, the suffragists on abortion.
They always believed that you could never build rights on the broken rights of other people, that all rights were connected. Everyone has basic human rights, and they all have to be affirmed. So Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Victoria Woodhull, Elizabeth Blackwell, all the original suffragists and really successful women early on in this movement were very pro-life. Now, that wasn't a word then, but they talked about it in really strong terms, that to will away the life of the infant, which is what was happening there, and the death of the child undermined the rights of the woman. Alice Paul, the original author of the Equal Rights Amendment, called abortion the ultimate exploitation of women. In Susan B. Anthony's newspaper, she said, the act will burden a woman's conscience and life, will burden her soul in the grave, but thrice guilty is the one that drove her to the dreadful deed. It will burn her conscience and life and her soul in the grave. This is deep. This is not just some sort of policy issue. So they have a lot to teach us. And so her pardoning brings back those lessons, those conversations that she and the original suffragists had, especially should bring it back to the people who call themselves feminists now, that it should be a wider berth than it currently contains.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, Marjorie Dannenfelser, the suffragist on abortion. Thanks to everybody who voted this week. Evan in Fort Smith, you get the LPR bundle package. Send us your shirt size and mailing address. Talk back at issuesetc.org. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, please consider making a special contribution to our new studios and offices. A generous donor has agreed to match up to $200,000. The total cost for the building purchase and the renovation is approximately $375,000. You can view an architect's rendering and make a secure online gift at issuesetc.org or give us a call, 618-223-8385. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the danger of abortion pills with Lila Rose of Live Action. We'll continue our series, The Words of Scripture, talking with Pastor Will Whedon about the word light in the Bible, and we'll respond to your email and the Issues Etc. comment line. There's no doubt about it that these women valued life. They valued their own lives, and especially the lives of their children. Would that modern-day feminists do the same? I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.
Bahama Mama, Ocean Pacific, Paradise Island. Retreat from the heat with a shaved ice snow cone from Tropical Snow in Caseyville, Illinois. It's right across the street from Collinsville High School. Tropical Snow is open weekdays from 1 to 9 and weekends from noon to 9. Premium snow, epic flavors, lots of love. Tropical Snow across the street from Collinsville High School at 2134 South Morrison Avenue in Caseyville.